1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Former President Trump says he's a target in the special counsel's investigation into the Capitol attack and efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump says on social media he got a target letter from the Justice Department. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
A target letter is often given in close proximity to a decision on criminal charges. But don't expect an announcement or Jack Smith to articulate this in front of a podium. More often, the Department of Justice, and in this case, the special counsel, speak their case through court filing.
There's a procedural court action today in the classified documents case that led to charges against Trump. U.S. officials say an American soldier who was headed home for disciplinary reasons crossed the border from South Korea into North Korea. CBS's Haley Ott says he managed to break away from a tour group.
Everybody initially wasn't sure if it was some sort of joke, but when the man didn't return, people on the tour and the South Korean authorities reacted very swiftly. They brought everybody off into another building, debriefed everybody, found out who the man was, and then quickly brought everybody else on the tour group out of the area.
CBS's David Martin says the man's been identified as Private Second Class Travis King. It's believed he's now in North Korean custody. Today is day 19 in a row in Phoenix with temperatures above 110. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says the intense heat is now more of a factor in other places, too.
In Las Vegas, where it's been 110 degrees or above for more than a week.
We had probably a 20 or 30% increase in calls, if not more.
James Langley has been working overtime all week after a power surge left residents in the neighborhood of Providence without air conditioning.
We went from running two trucks 8 hours a day to running three trucks about 13, 14 hours a day. I mean, everybody really wasn't ready for this heat.
Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen has his eye on a new round of bad air from Canadian wildfires.
A large area of very poor air quality runs from the Washington, D.C. area on up through Pennsylvania into New York State and just about all of New England.
Well, from Detroit, Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ on a new investigation into Tesla driver assist.
Officials of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration believe one of Tesla's automation systems was engaged in this latest fatal crash. Tesla says its systems are safe, but are no substitute for a driver remaining engaged. The government's looking to see if there's an inherent fault in the systems or if some other technology may need to be added.
The Dow is up 370. This is CBS News.
Need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
The 24th Assembly District seat has been vacant since former Representative Dan Knodel was elected to the state Senate in April. The candidates are Republican Paul Mladic and Democrat Bob Tatterson. Mladic lives in Grafton and has served on the Ozaukee County Board for 11 years. Tatterson is a retired engineer who lives in Mequon. The 24th includes parts of Washington, Ozaukee, and Waukesha counties. Those are the WOW counties, which have been reliably safe for Republicans. But Tatterson was beating Mladic in fundraising 3-1. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
the Wisconsin Beer Distributors and Operating Engineers Local 139. Hundreds of people are suing the city of La Crosse over PFAS. The town of Campbell is right next to La Crosse. People who live there are suing for more than $40 million. People in Campbell say forever chemicals used at the La Crosse County Airport are driving their property values down. Environmentalists are warning about a high number of Great Lakes beaches in Wisconsin that tested positive for potentially unsafe levels of bacteria last year. Mike Moen reports.
The group Environment America notes 63% of beaches tested in the Great Lakes region last year had at least one day of fecal contamination that exceeded the EPA's beach action value. That tool helps states determine whether a beach is safe enough to go swimming. Environment America's John Rumpler says the results underscore how much pollution is plaguing areas meant for the public to enjoy.
Hundreds of America's beaches have enough pollution to put swimmers at risk, and that's just unacceptable.
For Wisconsin, more than 100 beaches were tested last year. 76 had at least one day of potentially harmful levels of the bacteria in question. The group says key sources of pathogen pollution that can make swimmers sick include stormwater runoff and sewage overflows. I'm Mike Moen.
One of the nation's renewable energy leaders is right next door to Wisconsin. 64% of Iowa's energy now comes from wind. That's a new record for that state. Green energy advocates call it a big step toward fossil fuel independence.
I think Iowans have come together about renewable energy because it provides benefit in rural areas. It's remarkable that Iowa has led the way on this for so long, even through political change for decades now.
Michael Schmidt is...
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The preliminary hearing for the sex offender who built a fort in the woods to hide has been pushed back to July 26th. Sean Clark was arrested on July 11th and is being held in the Shawnee County Jail. WSAW reports Clark failed to comply with the state's sex offender registry and has likely been avoiding supervision since July of 2021. He will appear in court on July 26th at 1:30. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department is raising funds for muscular dystrophy. They will be at the State Water Ski Show on July 22nd. Local 425 is looking to fill the boot for MDA and will be at Lake Wazicha in the afternoon on Saturday. The largest water ski show tournament takes place July 20th through the 23rd at Red Sands Beach. The Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers will be competing as one of 24 of Wisconsin's best water ski show teams. The event brings in over $3.7 million of revenue to the area. Taylor County veterans have been suffering with the continuous replacement of their veterans benefit specialist. The person considered responsible is being recalled by voters. Brittany Merlot has the story.
Voters in the Taylor County towns of Grover, Molitor, and Westboro will head to the polls today after successfully petitioning to recall the county's District 13 supervisor, Lester Lewis. Voters petitioned for the recall following turmoil in the county, particularly in the Veterans Service Office. Three employees in that department quit in 9 months, blaming the county leadership and particularly Lewis for the reasons for leaving. Voters will now have the opportunity to reconsider their choice for board supervisor with a choice between Lewis and Harvey Bud Succo. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The price of oil rose last week to the highest level in months at $75 per barrel. In response, gas prices also rose, but only around 9 cents per gallon. The average across Wisconsin is $3.35, which is around 17 cents lower than a month ago, and almost a dollar lower than this time last year. Analysts predict prices may continue in a slight upward trend, but the national average should hold fairly steady for this week and possibly into the next week as well. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio station.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Another day mixed with sunny periods and cloudy streaks alongside crisp west winds keeps the state at average high temperatures today. Temps will tap the upper 70s to low 80s for a majority of the state, unless if you live by the big ponds. Those two Great Lakes will keep areas near them at highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. Light showers sprinkle in this evening around 5 p.m. in the Northwoods near Lake Superior and work their way slowly southeastward across the Northwoods and towards Green Bay. Tonight, temperatures will drop into the 50s statewide under mostly clear skies. and the next shot of storm surges in tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Have a terrific Tuesday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose another starting pitcher. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee left-hander Wade Miley was placed on the 15-day DL today with soreness in his left throwing elbow. He was supposed to start tomorrow night. The Crew are in Philadelphia to face the Phillies, first pitch tonight at 5:40. It's Julio Teheran tonight against the Phillies' Aaron Nola. Milwaukee remains with a two-game lead in the NL Central. The Reds and the Giants game suspended last night due to rain in Cincinnati. Craig Counsell on what he sees for his bullpen on the second half of the season.
I mean, I think we're going to need somebody else to step up from, you know, we get this group of five that's been here all year. All five of them have had really nice seasons. We're definitely going to need, you know, somebody else in that group. But, you know, that's, you know, I'm asking for a lot, I understand. But we do have a pretty good, you know, idea what we want to do down there right now. And guys' roles are, you know, very well defined.
I asked Christian Yelich if he's okay where the Brewers have been in the standings.
Yeah, you just want to be in a position that you're in it down the stretch. You know, we're still a few months out from September, but, you know, going into the last month of the season, you want to be within striking distance and feel like you have a chance at making a run at the postseason. And you work hard all year as a team to put yourself in a position to succeed and play meaningful games at the end of the year. And, you know, we still have a lot of work to do in order to have that happen, but overall it was kind of a up and down first half for us. We dealt with a lot as a team. I definitely think there's room for improvement in a lot of areas, but we put ourselves in a position to be within striking distance, to be close, and hopefully have a good second half.
Cubs lost last night at home to the Nationals 7-5. NBA MVP Joel Embiid was interviewed at a sports show in L.A. and asked, does he want to finish his career with the 76ers?
I just want to win a championship, you know, whatever it takes. I don't know where that's going to be, whether it's in Philly or, you know, anywhere else. You know, I just want to have a chance to accomplish that. I want to see what it feels like to win that first one and then you can think about, you know, the next one.
NFL, no new contract for running back Saquon Barkley of the Giants, the Cowboys' Tony Pollard, or the Raiders' Josh Jacobs. That means all three players will be playing under franchise tags this season. Barkley could be a holdout when training camps open next week. Packers nose tackle Kenny Clark on CBS Sports Radio was asked, now that Aaron Rodgers is gone, are the Packers getting less respect as a possible playoff team?
Yeah, 100%, but that's cool. I like it that way. It's been one of the first off seasons where, you know, we ain't really been getting the credit, getting the love. You know, everybody says Aaron, that determines the factor whether we win or lose. So, you know, we love it, man. We're going to embrace it when it comes week one. And, you know, when the season gets here, you know, we'll see how everything stack up. But we're excited about it.
That's the Packers' Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Napa! The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, Napa has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. Napa!
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth.
Locally grown years. Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Today, this is Town Hall, a brand new approach to homegrown radio, where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution, joined by Mr. Luke Mathers in studio again today, day number two of the brand new gig. Luke, how are you doing today?
Brand new gig? Same gig, just new digs. We're in the new facility here on State Street. We're having a lot of fun. Excited to join you here on the airwaves for Town Call. And we're repping the new look. We got a logo on the screen behind us. We've got all these fancy new mics. We got Aaron on the board, who's learning those ones and twos along with us. It's a lot of fun here at Civic Media right now.
I love the I definitely love the logo in the background, but I'm thinking we got to try to change. There you go. The black background screen behind the logo to white. It'll go so much better with the red, white, and blue theme. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez, are you picky and demanding? Okay. It wasn't good enough
I thought I asked very nicely.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was a very nice way of me asking. You did a phenomenal
all right,
job,
Aaron. Did it sound like he was nitpicking a little bit? He was like, if you could change just one more thing.
I don't know. I don't think it really sounded like nitpicking. I thought it was more like, hey, here's another thing. We could make it even better.
All right. See, look, Aaron's taking that right down the middle approach. I think that is effectively because you've been working the refs the past couple weeks when it comes to the most Wisconsin headline of the week, Will. And that's why Aaron's going, you know, right down the middle.
Years of practice, Luke. Years of practice. You got to be polite but firm. Make sure that the officials understand, like, hey, I know you're a good guy. I know you're just doing your job. But at the same time, like, you can do your job a little bit better. You know what I'm saying?
Sir. Well, what are we talking about today here on Town Call, Will? Let's get the subject of today's Town Call out there for the people.
Well, look, I have a question for you, the audience, and the people of Wisconsin. Continuing a little bit on the conversation we had yesterday regarding trust in our electoral system, how do we restore trust into American politics, both in from a politician's perspective and from a systemic issues in and of themselves? And my first question for you today, Luke, is should candidates be able to use campaign funds to pay themselves back for loans that they gave their campaign? This is an issue that we have talked about in the past, you and I. But reading over from a piece at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Ron Johnson pockets $400,000 from donors for old campaign loans, despite saying he wouldn't do so. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is paying himself back hundreds of thousands of dollars for loans he made to his prior Senate campaigns, despite claiming that he would not seek to recoup the money from donors. The multi-million dollar Oshkosh Republican received $400,000 from his campaign account in early May, according to his latest filing with the Federal Elections Commission. The payments were made in two installments of $150,000 each and two more of $60,000 and $40,000. All on May 3rd from loans for his successful 2010 and 2016 elections. As you noted when we were talking about this before the break, Luke, these repayments are all perfectly legal due to the May 2022 Supreme Court ruling in Ted Cruz versus FEC decision that noted federal candidates are entitled to use an unlimited amount of cash raised after an election to repay loans they had previously made to their campaign. Federal lawmakers had previously placed a $250,000 cap on the amount of money that candidates could raise after their election to repay old campaign loans, but that is now unlimited. Luke, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's an interesting update here now. Because as we talked about this previous, this now seems like, as we pointed out yesterday, we're talking about these elections from 2020. Now we're talking about 2010 elections and 2016 mm-hmm. elections. Because with this new ruling, candidates, as long as they're still in office, or I guess even if they're not in office, they could just continue these campaigns and continue to fundraise to pay for loans that these self-made individuals, these individuals that run, want to run government like a corporation, that didn't just take out these loans in perpetuity then against themselves. They're loaning themselves money just to go and fundraise to then go pay off those loans. It doesn't feel like a self-made individual would do this, Will. It doesn't seem like this would be what the good business sense is to be able to run these campaigns for forever, effectively. If you have the resources to loan yourself money and then you just go and continue to fundraise to pay back those personal loans, it seems at least questionable in my mind, because it's going to lead to just fundraising in perpetuity. And I think that's most candidates, I don't think, like doing the dialing for dollars. They don't like the fundraising aspect of what their jobs require of them. We should be able to have some campaign finance reforms that would make it so that there's not so much money in politics. But this seems like it's just adding on to that rather than making the process more simplified. Yeah. Lighter fluid.
Especially when you consider that our elected officials, it should be considered a public service, right? You are working on behalf of your constituents. You are working because they chose you to represent them. And as you noted, it kind of seems like we're turning political campaigns into a career in and of themselves with the sole focus of
Which is a little ironic, because the whole reason that Ron Johnson ran in the first place was that he said he was not a career politician. He committed to only serving for two terms, but he's currently in his third. And so it is important to note that some of the comments that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson makes to the press don't necessarily carry the weight that he may intend them to carry when he says them. His involvement in the plot to deliver fraudulent electors to Congress on January 6, 2021, when his involvement in that scheme came out, that he may have delivered or was trying to deliver the fake electors for Wisconsin and Michigan to then Vice President Mike Pence. He told reporters he pretended he was on a phone call walking out of the U.S. Capitol. And the reporter said, "No, Senator, I can see you're not on a call right now. Your phone screen is at the home screen. You're not currently on a call." And his defense was, "Well, I tell reporters whatever I need to get them off my back."
Remember, Luke, the quote from when he was asked about the fake elector scheme, and he said, quote, "My involvement in that attempt to deliver spanned the course of a couple seconds," unquote, referring to delivering the false electors to, at the time, Vice President Mike Pence. So, you know, seditious conspiracy might have happened, but it was only for a few seconds, so it's not that big a deal.
And in regards to this story about expectations about whether or not to get paid back from outstanding campaign debts, that loans that he had made to himself as the self-made businessman, Johnson told Insider back in May, "I don't have any expectation to get paid back." And so that quote doesn't carry a whole lot of weight, that when you're saying that to the press, as this decision comes out from the U.S. Supreme Court, that you have no intention. To utilize that new provision. He was just filing with the Federal Elections Commission like he's supposed to. It's just a routine paperwork thing. And then all of a sudden we find out $400,000 paid back from his campaign to him to recover that personal loan made from prior campaigns, not the 2022 election to a third term that he swore he would never run for.
And you and Aaron pointed it out before the show as well. Remember that the payments, as they were made in two installments of 150K and two more of 60 and 40K. All of these payments came on May 3rd, which was about 2 weeks before his quote of, "I don't have any expectations to get paid back," that he said on May 17th. So he had already been paid partially back when he said that, when he told Insider he wasn't expecting to be paid back. And is this just playing semantics? "Oh, I'm not expecting to be paid back more because I already was paid back a little bit." It's just, you know, we talk about this all the time, Luke. Do as I say, not as I do. And actions speak so much louder than words. You cannot take some of these individuals at face value what they do or what they say, excuse me, because what they are doing is entirely different.
We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? And how do you feel about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson saying that he had no expectations to be paid back, but using a loophole now through a recent Supreme Court decision that enriched himself, or at least recovered himself, the loan up to $400,000 that he had previously made to past campaigns. We want to hear your thoughts here on Town Call. 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You want to head over? Okay, we're going to head over to the phone lines, Will. Well, we got Andrea in Menominee Falls calling in now. Andrea, what are your thoughts on this subject?
My immediate thought is the student loan forgiveness getting shot down. And I was told by many people that I shouldn't take out loans that I can't pay back. But what's funny in this situation is I think Ron Johnson could have paid this loan back and been just fine. I think it's really interesting that there's so much money that's circulated in politics, and we say, oh, we can't afford that. We can't cut that. We can't eat the rich. That's barbaric. They take so many risks in their businesses. And then you just see how much money is getting thrown around, and it's definitely discouraging. I also think back to, I don't know which Wisconsin politician this was, but there was some mail that was distributed, and it was just asking for campaign funds, but it was designed to look like a bill in the mail. And it was like, God, there's going to be some elderly person that just, you know, doesn't have their glasses on, can't see, thinks, oh, I got to pay this bill, and sends it back and unknowingly donates to this campaign. So it's a very interesting concept to me that this money just goes right back into their pockets.
It's deceitful. It's incredibly deceitful. And that's a really good point, Andrea. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Johnson's most recent financial disclosure form filed May 15th indicates his net worth is anywhere between $24.7 million and $86.2 million. In other words, more than enough to pay back his campaign or to give himself loans without having to worry about being financially destroyed. Unlike the millions of students, for example, who had to take out student loans, or even some of the numerous PPP companies, the small companies that received government loans, because we know a lot of large companies did as well and had their loans forgiven. But where do you draw the line? The very wealthy always seem to expect these type of handouts for themselves. But as soon as you offer handouts for anybody else, it's the lazy people are unwilling to work and they just expect the government to bail them out. It's grotesque.
Exactly. You know, it's just interesting to me that it's always, no, we don't have money for this. We don't have money for this. And it's kind of like, yeah, but these politicians really do. They really do have money for this.
I have to defer back to the Dr. King quote, Andrea. The problem is that we all too often have socialism for the rich and rugged free enterprise capitalism for the poor. We see this example time and time again. Industry after industry, situation after situation, it never, never ends. You know, history doesn't repeat itself, but it very often rhymes, and we are seeing these stories left and right. So thanks for giving us a call today, Andrea. We are talking candidate finances today on Town Call. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call, 844-967-2789, or shoot us a text. We'll be right back after the break.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 55. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs level off around 83.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 74.
To be, pick me up. Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. We are talking campaign finance, and we are talking, should politicians be able to repay themselves via campaign funds? Reading over from the piece at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, of course, Ron Johnson, the current senior senator for the state of Wisconsin, has paid himself back $400,000 from his campaign accounts. And Luke, I wanted to dive a little bit, just to provide a little bit of context. We mentioned the Ted Cruz versus FEC ruling from May of 2022, which got rid of the old limit of $250,000 that you could repay your campaign and instead made it essentially unlimited. And this case, in a 6-3 ruling, held that the law violates the First Amendment on behalf of Senator Ted Cruz. because candidates should be able to repay any loans that they make to their own campaigns. It involves Section 304 of the Bipartisan Campaign Finance Reform Act. At the time, it only allowed up to $250,000 in post-election contributions, but no more. A lower court had ruled that the $250,000 limit is unconstitutional because the government had not shown either that it serves an interest in preventing politicians from trading favors for contributions, or that the limit is sufficiently targeted to serve that interest. The Supreme Court upheld that ruling. Writing for the court, Chief Justice John Roberts began by rejecting the Federal Election Commission's argument that Cruz and his campaign lacked the right to sue because the injuries they complained about, which was the campaign's inability to fully repay a $260,000 loan that Cruz made to his campaign before Election Day.
Just conveniently $10,000 more than the legal limit, you know, almost like picking a fight.
It very much felt,
Will, like picking a fight, knowing that you had a friendly ally that could come in and, you know, rule in your favor with a 6-3 majority on the nation's highest court.
It's very similar to the 303 Creative case that we talked about the other day, where if you're
able one's just all made up through thin air. That was just all hypotheticals. We found out after the fact that really there was no harm done. There was no standing. But for whatever reason, we know what reasons, it went to the nation's highest court.
Exactly. We know what reasons. But my point was more so when you're able to cherry pick a case and create an issue that purposely allows you to attack an idea or established precedent, it's so much easier to have the courts rule in your favor because you are crafting a case specifically designed to get this ruling.
We want to hear your thoughts. Is this par for the course? Is this what all politicians do? Or is U.S. Senator Ron Johnson an exception with saying that he had no intention of recouping these funds, but now because of change in the rules, he's about $400,000 wealthier, repaying himself back that from campaign contributions? We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can call in to Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. We got Don in Milwaukee calling in now. Don, what are your thoughts?
Am I on the air?
Yeah, we got you on the air, Don.
Town Call. I'm kind of disillusioned with politicians the way it is. And I would like to know, we know that they're in there to make themselves rich. Let's face it. No use kidding yourself. I mean, I would like to know, I'm a former farmer. I'm switching gears a little bit. There was an article a couple weeks ago in the Journal, and it was telling how the milk is being transferred up north down here to Milwaukee. We're dumping it down the sewers, get thousands of pounds. I always thought this rule of supply and demand meant something. I go to the store to buy a gallon of milk. What does it cost me? $4. I want to buy a pound of butter. What does it cost me? $6. I want to buy some cheese. What does it cost me per pound? $9-$10. I mean, why can't they, if there's so much milk on the market, why can't these greedy people give the farmer a cut out of the profits that they make? I myself had to give up farming.
I couldn't make it.
I just couldn't make it anymore. Right now, the farmer, if he can even, because see, they're refusing the milk because there's so much milk on the.
Well, there weren't enough processors.
They're getting paid $15 a 100 pounds.
Don, so there aren't enough processors, from my understanding of the reading of that piece that you referenced in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There's just simply not. There's a bottleneck. There has been such a either consolidation or just slim down, as you pointed out. Small dairy farmers have been squeezed out of the market in a lot of instances, but there's just too few processors now to take that milk, that raw milk, and either turn it into pasteurized milk for gallons or half gallons or whatever size at the grocery store, or turn it into any other dairy product, cheese, butter, ice cream, anything. And so, yes.
Right, well, I understand. You know, Luke, I understand that.
Yeah.
But then why, when you go to the store, well, why, you know, see, isn't there that they all say supply and demand? Well, why do I have to pay $4? Why can't they sell it to you for $2 a gallon? A pound of butter. Why do I have to pay $6?
That is an excellent question.
You touched on it earlier, Don.
Pardon?
You noted greed. When he noted greed earlier, I think Don hit the nail on the head. I mean, the vast majority of issues that we have in modern society comes down to a small handful of individuals being incredibly greedy. And to give you a little more context as well, Don, there was a piece from CBS News focused on Minnesota because of the number of videos of farmers in Minnesota that have been dumping thousands and thousands of gallons on of milk on their farms. It says because of oversupply in processing plants. There's a direct quote from Justin Malone, a third generation dairy farmer and one of the owners of Hastings Creamery, who notes that ultimately the nutrition in dairy is very much needed in this country and other parts of the world. However, a lot of folks in the dairy industry just don't have enough processing to handle the amount of milk that the dairy industry is producing right now.
I mean, you know, you read about Ethiopia and all these countries that are, I mean, you know, you think there would be a way. I mean, I don't know the answer, but I mean, you look at that and my God, all the people that could be using this milk and it's being dumped. My God. And I mean, wait, not only that, you would be helping the farmer too. You know, because at least
the farmers are the ones that are out.
Because right now, when you got to dump your milk out, oh my God, you get nothing.
It's money down the drain, Don. And I think it's important to point out as well that how perishable a product milk is leads it to be very difficult to be able to send to places like Ethiopia or other places around the world that could be in dire use of it. I think being able to have politicians that are focused on improving the dairy industry, a large portion of what the state of Wisconsin is focused on in returning from the COVID-19 pandemic has been getting money into the dairy sector. The Evers administration has been targeted that sector specifically, along with tourism and the Main Street Bounce Back Program. It has been a top priority, but the farm bill that's going to be debated throughout the coming weeks and months, that's going to be something Congress is working on this fall, and we highly encourage individuals to be encouraging their congressmen and women and senators,
Don,
to make sure that they're advocating for dairy farmers and the small local dairy farmers that make up the rural communities across the state of Wisconsin, because that's part of our identity. And if the consolidation that we've been seeing in recent years and decades continues, it's only going to be the large dairy farms and the CAFOs, the concentrated animal feeding operations, that are left in those markets. And so being able to engage in those policymakers and those lawmakers' decision process is a huge part in being able to advocate and improve the dairy processing, so we don't see problems like we're seeing right now with raw milk being dumped down the sewer, as you alluded to, Don. We appreciate you contributing here on Town Call on this Tuesday afternoon. But we're also talking, is it important for our politicians to be held accountable when it comes to saying one thing and doing another? If you've got thoughts on it, we want to hear them. 844-967-2789. We're up next, we got Mark from Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what's on your mind today?
I'd like to say is that Ron Johnson is kind of lying about what he did, and I wonder if that money is supposed to be income now for him. But
I don't know how it will get classified on his taxes yet. It'll be interesting to see how a loan repayment that was essentially a donation to the campaign. He was self-funding his 2010 and 2016 campaigns to see what happens. And I think it's also important to point out that after he ran for the U.S. Senate in 2010 for the first time, he spent about $9 million, I believe, roughly in that ballpark, on self-funding his campaign for the U.S. Senate.
8.4.
And roughly a payout from his previous employer before leaving and being employed by We the People in the U.S. Senate, received a nice payout from his former employer in the same ballpark as well. So he already saw some, you know, covering of the cost for those quote-unquote donations that he made to himself. And now, through this recent Supreme Court ruling, he can also have the campaign pay him back officially in that regard as well.
So that seems to me it's all like income, regardless of source, whether the Supreme Court says he can take it or not, because the Supreme Court hasn't said, well, that's not taxable income. Well, it should be taxable as far as I'm concerned. And for the brother there with the former dairy farmer, it's a shame that all these small dairy processors have closed, because I know here in Sauk City, you know, a community I moved to some years ago, now there used to be a processing plant here. And I know that in Superior, when I was growing up, there was a dairy processing plant in South Superior that the local farmers were able to use to process process dairy products. So I mean that, and it's probably safer for the industry if we decentralize some of those operations, because that makes them less, likely that some disaster could occur and there'd be a bottleneck there once again. So it'd be, you know, interesting to see if they could get some cooperative operations together that so smaller farmers could utilize, you know, smaller processing plants, because, like you guys have said, there's a demand for the product out there, and it's a bloody shame that milk is getting dumped down the drain rather than getting processed into a marketable product for our farmers.
Yeah, we appreciate the phone call, Mark, and it is absolutely something we encourage you to, again, contact your representatives, your U.S. Senate members to encourage in this upcoming farm bill that it will be discussed before Congress still this year, that provisions that help small local dairy farms here in Wisconsin and around the nation to be able to compete and have it so that they're not the ones that are losing out, and their milk from their products and their cows is the milk that goes down the drain. We don't want to see any of it go to waste. We want to be able to have a robust dairy industry, especially here in the state of Wisconsin. And this seems like all the more reason to make sure that you're contacting your representatives in the federal government to let them know your stance on that.
All politics is local, Luke. I got to get you on this. If you could get me the audio clip of the tap the sign joke, because I feel like I'm making that joke left and right. Don't make me tap the sign. All politics is local. We all need to get involved. Reach out to your representatives and focus on your local races. You know, we talked about this yesterday. The federal races always get the attention. They get the big money. They're the big, sexy races. But these local races really matter. These local races will impact your day-to-day life. And in my situation, Luke, we happen to have a local race going on today.
Today.
If you're in the 24th Assembly District, make sure you get out and vote. We have our special election today for the 24th AD. And it's you know, I hate low turnout elections because it's antithetical to democracy. I want to make sure everybody's voice is heard. I want to make sure everybody's getting in there. Everybody's having their opinion read and being able to contribute to the democratic process. So 24th AD, friends, make sure you get out and vote today. We're talking campaign finance and donations back to your campaign today on Town Call. How do we restore trust in our political system? If you'd like to participate, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back after the break.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 55. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Public life, our public officials, our elections. We got an update within the last 20 minutes here, breaking. The top election official here in Wisconsin, Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator, has become the third election official here in Wisconsin to confirm that they have been interviewed by the federal prosecutors looking into a special probe in the efforts to overturn the state of Wisconsin's 2020 electoral results. So Megan Wolf confirming she too has sat down with members of the special counsel's probe looking into the surrounding of the plot to overturn the 2020 election here in Wisconsin.
Interesting. And we know that if you didn't catch yesterday's episode, please hit us up wherever podcasts can be found. We discussed the two previous Wisconsin officials who have already sat down to speak with the election probe. And now it seems Megan Wolf is also confirming that she has done so as well.
And Donald Trump is, former President Donald Trump has confirmed that he is a member, or at least a target, of the probe. He has been notified that by the special counsel's probe. Usually you don't let other people know that you're the subject of an investigation, but Donald Trump, he goes and he shares it. And so then we find out things like this.
Via Truth Social.
Testing
hey,
1-2.
Microphone is microphoning and microphones.
Our testing microphone. 1-2. Testing 1-2.
I am 1-2-3 microphones. 1-2-3. Test, test, test. Testes, testos, testosterone. Testicles, testicles.
Hello,
one,
test.
1-2-3, testicles.
Okay. I sound pretty good, but you sound like shit.
I sound like shit.
Okay, let's go through these knobs here. So I've got the first knob on about two clicks below 45.
Yeah.
And drive is on about 3.
All these drives are around 4.5.
I would put it on 3. 1-2, yes, definitely.
1-2-3.
Density at about 5, 12 yeah. o'clock, straight up and down. De-esser at about 1 kilohertz.
Yep.
Threshold at 2.
Yep.
And low frequency enhancer at about 3.
Yep.
High frequency detail at about 7.
Yep.
Expander just enough to get rid of the background noise.
Yep.
2-to-1 ratio.
That's it.
And output about 4 clicks below 0.
Output, I'm at...
Nah, output about 3 clicks below 0.
I'm at -11.
Yeah, about 3 clicks below 0, please.
So two hash marks below zero. Just about.
Two hash marks.
All right.
Here I go. These are the required things that you have told me to say.
Hey, this damn thing is peaking like crazy. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. No, you're right. Go to one hash mark above minus 10 on the output. Hello, test. Yes, more than enough gain there. Hello. 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 Yep.
Hi.
Okay, much better. No crackling, no peaking, no...
No crackling.
Oh, there was a crackle right there.
There's a crackle there. Someone's talking about crackling. Crackling. Crackle-a-lack. And your crackalackas.
Is your 80 hertz high pass engaged?
Engaged.
Are they engaged? Other than the EQ being flat on mine and not on yours, but I can't tell if the EQ is out, so it's not even in. Yeah, none of this stuff is actually in line, except for the two phone lines, which are set completely different. Okay, one more time, please.
Here I am talking about
and
things.
Here I am talking as well.
Saying stuff and looking
and
at other
you
stuff.
You can
look at
the hear
way
both of us pretty
things.
Well. Now that the levels
that
are
I
better,
can hear anything
you can't hear
I
anything
don't
because
have the volume
there's no
on
volume,
it.
And this is why we can't hear anything.
Oh, well, I didn't want it to be speakers anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
It really is.
Well.
I'm Jane Matinair.
And I'm Jane Matinair.
Okay. It's amazing when we set everything back the way we had it.
Yeah.
That it works great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that?
No touching of the things.
Do
up
not
there.
Touch the things. Touch none of the things. Okay. So now let's see what's loose or wiggly or nothing appears to be. Everything appears to be set well, other than the fact that this is cranked around and banjo tight, which is never good. Check, check, check. 1, 2.
Jiggle it just a little bit.
I'm jiggling it just a little bit.
Wiggle it, and it just a little
appear
bit.
To be...
Hey, you want to turn the board off and then back on?
I'm wiggling the other side, and there doesn't appear to be any sort. Oh, wait. Oh. Wait, I heard a little something. I heard a little something there. It seems fine. Checkity check check. Don't talk back. Hey, I can peek that so easily.
Okay, so
why is that?
Real quick question. Luke told you that we're gonna be.
Hey, Casper told me. Hey, after he checked with people. Hey.
So that's happening today.
Yeah.
All right.
But I asked if it was. The engineering sink is on. I don't know. Great. I asked him if he was going to be cruding from Racine and receiving here, and then Anya was producing, or if they were physically going to be here.
Yeah.
Because that's two different things.
Way different things.
Yeah.
Either way, I still have to reprogram it.
Either way, we have to, yes.
Okay. Let's finish this, and then I'll reprogram.
Is there audio going back into Zoom?
Let's see here.
Was the Zoom maybe muted or something?
Hey, how are you? What's going on?
Hey, nope. Check, 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 check. No audio coming?
Audio's perfect.
Audio's perfect.
Sounds like it's working. Here, let's test the mic. Here I am testing the mic. Test the mic. What's up? Yeah. Test the mic. What's up? Bring the Zoom up. Bring the Zoom up. Make it loud. What's up? Yeah. Test the mic. What's up?
Yeah.
So it worked.
Okay.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day.
Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.